This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
Tryna get paid, take money, cash checks. You see the set, that's Lash, that's Dex. Young C, young Shorty, Milcaveli. White bricks, true religion, on the telly, it's me. Wiz got the house full of freaks. That's why I haven't been around for a week. I'm getting pounds in my sleep. I'm at the top of the mountain, it's peak. Bring it back before the villain. I had a life, real talk, true religion. It's in the blood, in the jeans, in the stitching. Walked in, no weapon, made a killing. Tongue kissing, pretty women. New iPhone, cause I'm done with all the bitching. Tryna be in my position. Keep my shades on, cause they're trying to see the vision.
She tell me, bad man, see I need your love. See I need your love. Me need you close to me. Me tell her, say me, oh, stay on the road. Bad energy, stay far away. Make you stay far away. Just give me love for the night. Give me love for the night. Girl, waste no time.
Breakfast in bed on a plane. I could never complain. I was walking with the limp, had the cane. Dex said greatness and nothing was the same. Now we're set for life. I saw the turn up button and I pressed it twice. You heard I'm in the club, then my best advice is put your shoes on and come and get your wife. Cause we've been having sex just for exercise. Every night man are doing sexercise. She look into my eyes, now she's mesmerized.
She tell me, bad man, see I need your love. See, I need your love. Me need you close to me. Me tell her, say me, oh, stay on the road. Bad energy, stay far away. Make you stay far away. Just give me love for the night. Give me love for the night. Girl, waste no time.
Hey, they better get used to the flex. African man, you see the jewels on my neck. Black James Bond, that's the new silhouette. You see me in the street and I was moving correct. Been running around trying to do the home run. Left that girl, she was no fun. I tie one, smoke one. Big Chief Skeppy and I answer to no one. Counting my blessings, I'm feeling special. Bird's eye view, SK level. Give them the shaku when I dance with the devil. Young fella Kuti, the return of the rebel. I told her I need some space. Real busybody, never stay in one place. And she knows I got more tricks under my sleeve. That's why she never wants me to leave.
She tell me, bad man, see I need your love. See I need your love. Me need you close to me. Me tell her, say me, oh, stay on the road. Bad energy, stay far away. Make you stay far away. Just give me love for the night. Give me love for the night. Girl, waste no time.
That's Energy, Stay Far Away. Bad Energy. By Wizkid and Skepta. I am Michael Payne. It's 3 minutes past four. It's FUBAR Radio. I am joined by a very special guest co-host who's here for the second time now, right?
First guest.
First time guest co-hosting, but here at, for the second time as a guest. Mm-hmm. It's only Mr. Reese West.
Yo. Thank you.
And I just want to start the show by saying, by continuing what we were talking about while that track was on, World Cup, man, that's obviously the event on everybody's lips right now.
Crazy.
And we've been talking about the fact that no one anticipated that England would get this far.
No one. I can honestly say that, like, as I wish England the best every single time they play. Like, I want them to actually do banging football and, do you know what I'm saying, put together some good players.
Impress.
It doesn't really happen.
Never really does.
This year I've been nicely surprised.
Yeah, honestly,
it's been very refreshing.
Yeah,
as well.
they've got that. They finally got that kind of plucky underdog status.
People
haven't been putting them on too high a pedestal. This is what I think about England. People have just been kind of going in there with a realistic kind of mindset and going, oh, we don't usually get to the quarters, but it's a young team, so we're not going to take the piss. We're not going to put too much expectance on them. And then, you know, they get out of the group stages, although they got brushed by Belgium.
Yeah.
Obviously, it worked in their favour.
I wanted us to lose that game.
Right. Like, the subsequent opponent cruise past, you know. Now meeting Croatia in the semi-finals, man. But that brings me on to my next point, right? Because I was saying this also to you at the top of the show. I'm holding a Starbucks cup, right? That I genuinely think could, and England fans aren't going to like this, right? Or France fans, for that matter. But I've got a Starbucks cup that seems to predict that Croatia are going to be World Cup winners.
How?
Can you read those letters down the bottom?
WC, which could mean toilet at the same time.
Could do, on a cup, yeah, of course. That's the first thing you'd think. What is that WC on my cup that I'm going to drink from? What could that possibly mean?
I'd be worried, like, where's that come from? Has it been via the toilet? Or CRF?
CRF. So I take the CRF to meet Croatia final, right? Do you know what I mean? And I take the WC, obviously, to mean World Cup, when in reality, WC means whipped cream.
Whipped cream.
Or with cream.
Croatia, France is still in it, right?
France are still in it.
So couldn't it be Croatia and France?
True. It could just be predicting the final rather than the actual winners.
Mm. Yeah.
And by the way, it's not
however,
England.
We just don't, mate, we don't need that energy right now.
Don't need it.
We just don't need it. Like,
this cup could be a bad omen.
It's a bad omen.
Burn
mate.
It.
We don't need it.
But nonetheless, I think it's going to be an amazing game tonight.
Yeah, what do you think is going to...
Okay, what's my prediction?
Yeah, what's your prediction?
Oh, okay, the realist in me says that based on Croatia's performance thus far, Croatia are likely to grind out a victory. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay.
Not going to lie to you. More naysaying, I'm afraid.
All right, so but I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
All right, so... Croatia's last two games, they went to
penalties, on which they won.
Russia,
yeah,
and who was the other team?
I can't even remember now. Ancient history.
Russia and somebody else, yeah, and they didn't look too convincing. Let's be honest.
But they ground out the win, right?
In penalties, is the grinding? I don't know. Last minute goals from Modric and that. Are they getting tired? Is Rakitic and Modric tired? That's the only thing I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Our youthful legs might do it still.
Youthful legs. No, this is definitely a factor in the England team.
But I definitely think Mandžukić up front, he's a problem.
Yeah.
He's a massive problem.
Yeah.
So I want to see how Stones and Maguire deal with a nuisance like that.
Yeah, they're riding high as well, Stones and Maguire.
Yeah, yeah.
Both having scored as well in the World Cup.
The still forehead of Maguire.
Honestly.
Like, you know what I mean? He could smash through walls.
Honestly.
Like, have you seen that meme where someone's like headbutting the bus sign? Like just before the mate, oh my. Actually sums it up perfectly.
It does. It really does.
That's a lot of names. Who does Youthful Legs play for?
Youthful Legs plays for England.
Who is he?
His first name is Youthful.
And oh, Youthful Legs.
Yeah, Youthful Legs.
Youthful Legs, yeah.
I thought he was a name like Youthful.
Youthful Legs. No, Youthful.
Youthful. Legs. Okay. I mean, that's not the most unlikely name.
It's a
youthful
term
legs.
Used to describe...
It's my new English accent. Do you know what I mean? It's the
no, but Youthful could be a good Christian name.
But I can't believe you didn't think that it would be the two words, Youthful Legs.
A lot of other words I didn't understand there of names. And I just thought that could be the similar Youthful Legs. It sounds like it could be a name, no?
It could.
Well, who was the other guy? Krisanovic or someone you just said there? Titsovic, I don't know. Like
son of a bitch.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Close enough.
Well, I hope son of a bitch does well today.
There needs to be a Croatian player called son of a bitch.
Yeah.
we've got a packed show in store for you today. If you're listening on this sunny afternoon, waiting for seven to roll round and see how England do it in the semi-final. We've got guests including Big Swings, Melvillus and Luke Watts are coming in at different times, obviously not together. They haven't bonded and formed a supergroup. Who knows? This is the thing. Maybe they heard what I just said and are thinking, I've been thinking this.
All this time. They could be in the green room just hanging around, just thinking, well, let's just make something together.
I'm sure many a supergroup were formed in a green room.
Yeah, in a hot, sweaty green room.
Yeah, that can be the only reason that Mick Jagger... who else was it?
Someone you said. Who was it the other week? You said was it who did the super group? Was it Pharrell?
Mick Jagger. No, was Damian Marley involved
in it?
Yes. That can be the only reason they formed a super group. They were definitely in a green room.
Yeah.
When they did that.
So then they just try to get
Sting
out of the
Sting and
green
Shaggy
room.
As well.
Oh, yeah, they formed
their
in a
union
room.
Is definitely formed in
they
a room.
They probably weren't allowed to leave the green room until they formed a group, and that's why they did it.
I reckon they were stuck in the lift.
Yeah.
I reckon Sting and Shaggy's union is the type of union that can only be formed whilst trapped in an elevator for like 14 hours.
Sounds accurate.
Yeah, Empire State Building. I'm going to go with Empire State Building.
Okay, who would you like to be trapped in an elevator? We call it lift with. So you could, by the time you've come out, and maybe you would be unlikely. I don't want it to be a likely person for you to work with. I want it to be unlikely, and you'll have to convince them. And you've got the time where the lift works.
Trapped in a lift.
Yeah.
Piers Morgan.
Morgan. No, I mean you've got to come out. That means you've got to release an album with Piers Morgan.
Oh right, okay, we've got to collaborate.
Well, you heard it here first. Michael Payne
some sound
and Piers
effects
Morgan.
Involved, you know what I mean?
No, but, I'm excited for that. What would you two do? I imagine it'd be swing songs together.
We'd produce a beat.
Yeah. No, who would you work with? You're convincing them.
Piers.
As Piers Morgan always says, Piers Morgan, it wasn't me. That's his line, isn't it? No, you have to work with them. The idea is you have to convince them. So I don't want it to be a likely person.
Okay, after you, Reese, being our guest.
Piers Morgan's, that's a good one.
No, you're going to have to make an album with him, Reese.
You have to make music with him.
You don't understand. Oh, you want to make an album with Piers?
We're putting something out.
Piers on a feature, like.
Okay. Okay. Right, wow.
Okay, no, in all seriousness, mine would be. Did you say alive or dead?
Oh, yeah, can be dead.
Is it a supernatural elevator?
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yeah, because it brings them back to life.
Fela Kuti.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say Carly Rae Jepsen, to be honest, but okay.
No, that's easy.
You got to convince
I'd
her.
Have to go, I could just go Canada and get stuck in an elevator with her. I reckon she rides elevators in Canada.
Okay, Fela Kuti. Who would you like to work with? Alive or dead?
Alive or dead. Right, I'll give someone alive and dead. Mm-hmm. Alright, it's probably
what, at the same time.
It's at the same time.
Schrodinger's cat. You'd like to be stuck in an elevator with Schrodinger's cat.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
Sorry, bit of philosophy humor.
Very
there.
Good.
Sorry. Maybe Michael Jackson.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
He's dead.
Okay,
yeah.
He's definitely dead.
Who's alive that you would...
Michael Jackson or Tupac, something
okay.
like that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, Tupac might be alive,
go to an elevator in Somalia and you might find Tupac.
Wow.
Yeah, no, there's a theory. There is a theory, mate. I don't just make this shit up. Like, that would just be ridiculous.
Like a Starbucks cup that predicts the future.
This cup fucking definitely predicts the future. And might I add that it's shaped a little bit like the Jules Rimet... It's got the dome on the top, like, you know, Jules Rimet's like the globe, isn't it? And then various.
Have you got sunstroke?
It's a proper reach, isn't it?
It's not a reach. Right, we'll see in it. We'll see. The thing is, this show is obviously being recorded, so come, what is it, July 15th? Is that the World Cup final?
Mm-hmm.
It's this Sunday.
I'll be laughing. Like, you know that meme of Theresa May, the GIF?
Yeah.
Well, that.
Oh, mate.
That's what I'm going to be doing on July the 15th.
Let's take a photo of you with a cup later. That's another thing you can predict.
Yes, definitely.
I told you.
It's going to be crazy, though, if we win on Sunday. I'll tell you what, there's going to be... Have you seen, like, the people going through the top of bus stops and the ambulance?
Oh,
like,
mate.
Over
exactly.
And, like,
this is just getting out of the quarters.
This is very tame.
It's going
to
be
compared to Sunday.
Why did we want to go... Like, we won, right? So, but why did we go and smash up an ambulance or destroy an ambulance?
Jubilation.
What happens if we lose? What happens then? Is it like the purge? What goes on?
This is what I'm thinking.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. In France, they probably like cheers and stuff. And in England, we smash up cars.
Yeah, that's our way of
culture.
Celebrating.
Just culture.
It just gets mad. That, you know, that special round in Street Fighter.
Yeah,
we beat up the car.
Yeah.
That's how England gets.
It's like Mario when he has the star and he just runs mad fast and just smashes up everything. Like, it's just, do you know what I mean?
But it's fine for you because either way, you get to see Tame Impala on Sunday. So
this is true.
If it's a loss, it's a win.
And it'll be beautiful. The soundtrack to just like, people flying through the air. Everything will be slow motion. And everyone will just be either really, really happy to the point where they look angry or just really, really angry to the point where they're
nice.
Rioting.
Nice.
But then we'll just have, let it happen, let it happen.
No one will be at work the next day. Like, it'll be going on for ages.
It'll be
like,
mental.
You know what I mean?
Either because they're hungover or because they're all dead.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
One of the two.
This is the thing. Either way, it doesn't look good for England, whether they win or lose. It starts with today. No, have to get into the final first.
Yeah, no one will be able to live it down as well. Like, to be fair, we'll be talking about this for forever.
This is true.
If we don't get into the, I say we like I'm part of the team. If we don't, if I don't make it into the final, and my team's not even in it because I'm South Korea anyway.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, and who else did you have in this sweepstakes?
Spain. So I'm part South Korean, part Spanish.
Wow.
I'm not there. That's who I got in the sweepstakes. But yeah. If they're not, they're obviously not in it now. So say if we, meaning England, not South Korea, don't make it to the final, will you still watch it?
Of course I will.
Oh, okay.
It's football.
Right, yeah, okay, fine.
It's plus football. We've always got to, like, if we lose, we play on Saturday against Belgium. No? Third place.
Oh, playoff? Yeah, it will be a third place playoff. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And then France is still in there, which is basically Africa, so definitely tuning in for that shit.
I'm pretty proud anyway, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Even if we lose at this point, to be fair. Like,
I don't see you wearing
not
waistcoats.
Not that we are, like, at all.
Mm-hmm. I don't see either of you wearing
waistcoat
waistcoats.
Wednesdays?
Yeah, I don't see why you didn't bring that in.
I forgot mine.
Good luck, some would say.
I forgot mine. You're wearing a sleeveless blouse. Is that what you call it?
It's a Southgate blouse.
It's definitely very Southgate Paisley. It's Southgate Paisley.
It is, that's what it is.
I think that's what they call that. Paisley.
And I went out to Southgate the other night, and just for tribute, I went to just pop out there.
Yeah, do you know what?
I live near there. I live near Southgate. Not his house, the place, but.
Sales of tickets to Southgate train station must have skyrocketed recently.
A lot of tourists there. A lot of people taking photos. I couldn't understand it. I was like, just going to Asda.
They've named the place after him already.
I know, right?
Only got us out of the quarters.
Plaques
mental.
All over the station.
Southgate was actually the ends as well. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I used to live on Southgate Road. Well, genuinely for like 4 years of my life, I lived on Southgate Road. This my parents still live around the corner from there. It's all coming to pass. The prophecy shall come to pass.
I know someone called Gareth. Like,
whoa.
Mate. Too much, mate. Too much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. Too much.
Taking it too far.
It's too far,
Reese.
I don't believe you, Reese.
I believed everything until that point, but you have not got a friend called Gareth.
Next, you'll be saying he's white. Fuck your hell, Reese. Stop that.
Imagine.
Jesus. English as well, yeah?
Wow.
Let's get into a song before he really tries to piss us off.
Yeah, you work hard for your girl, so you better look after your girl. I ain't even after your girl. She let me do it after a girl, after Adele, after Patrice, after Janelle. She ain't even after my peas, a part of my keys, masked up the smell. Can't take a L, nah, cost for sale. Cards I've been dealt. First off, let me start off by saying R.I.P. Major. Then let me give thanks to the creator, I'm on stuff with this shape up. Cutting through cheese like a grater, paid dough for this taper. I'd probably be a lot further, but man don't ask for no favours. Price on my son's trainers, price on my gal's trainers. Probably your week's wages, man never go faces. Man don't know faces, they ain't coming in a spaceship. Always see me in the latest, wait there. Life's throw me lemons and I know what lemonade is. Give me two Baileys, two Hennessy's, two white rums. Man's getting frass, ain't mean frass. Side eye face on my keypad, she used the coat as a knee pad. And he ain't bad, it just seems bad. We don't believe your E-man, yeah. Stop that bad boy attitude, you just dare draw on your team, man. Be night flew out, come back flew out. New team lost to self, some man blew out. Producing me in a brand new Nike shoe out. Back to out, broke niggas they chew out. I've been out since 03, where were you at? Three flats, candy street, I ain't new at. Old school fisticuffs with no crew at. Never lost one, let alone lost two at.
Overpaid, underrated, I never just stepped in. I can do your girl, his girl, their cousin and their bridge. Tempting, flexing. Flexing.
I've been flexing.
This year's the year of the album.
Wait.
Man's been spraying like a fountain. Crop then I link gets on the mountain. Before that, done a quid in Zap by Loudon. New nigga, tell me how I'm tidy.
I'm sad.
What's all the screaming and shouting? I heard a few niggas doubting. With this new wave, watch the way I drown them. It's mad though, commando. Flat cap or new cap, man can go. I'm making me see in your new camp, Fernando. So don't cross that border, beg man don't. Try living divine order. My dad knows, from Charlie's old flat. Man's had bandos, boot cuts and low bats. Had no manual, first car was an N-Red swag manual. Now I'm taking a piss with no banyo. Three pairs and that's six on my sandals. France for lunch, Bonio, champagne flow. But it meets well, take my topano. She don't contour, she bad though. Singing summer of love, a man ain't long yo. I just come in a club, a man pick control. Them man make dubs and this ain't banter. But I skin cheek. Normal, all blanco. Come through with a black thing and a new blanco. CC and I got a new bankrupt. Miss CC, I heard you got a new man though. My Eki man's easy, X and O. LV's on my feet, man, step and go. But a bag for my jeans, man, let man know. Man, park up, ready for your fashion show.
Honestly, when she's been dropped for a minute, I'm telling you. I don't think you understand. She's dropped. I do
heard she is dropped.
Yeah, that's the brand new one from a man like Mark Stern. Get me. It's Michael Payne, Pondy Radio, with my very special guest, Reese West.
Yo, yo, yo.
I also forgot to shout out Natalie, a.k.a. Sarah DeBunda, who is my very regular co-host.
Very regular.
You're very regular.
Very regular. I don't know if I like being described that way. But okay. Yeah.
Worst compliment ever. Yeah. Oh, you're so regular.
So regular.
Babe. You're so normal.
Thanks. That's great.
Such a standard ting.
Thank you very much.
I'm ramping. I'm joking. Let's get into a story.
Mm.
A margarita-loving bear takes a dip in a California hot tub. I've never known how to pronounce this surname, by the way. Natalie, could you have a go? Because I don't know, man. This is tough.
Well, I'm thinking like slough, so how?
Okay, cool. Okay, but then it could
it's
be hof like cough. It could be who like through.
Oh, let's go for hof.
What the fuck is up with people having GHs at the end of their names?
Yeah, no,
it could even be hog.
Yeah, it could be.
It's a bit jarring.
I'm fed up with this shit.
It could be hoogah.
It could be huff, like borough.
Couldn't it? It could be.
It could be anything.
Yeah,
his name is literally Mark Anything. That's what I'm going to call him.
Yeah.
Mark Anything from Altadena, California, was looking forward to a nice soak and a margarita in his backyard when he noticed a huge bear climbing over his fence. As soon as he spotted it, Anything, of course, retreated inside immediately. Later on, when checking if the garden was safe to re-enter, he found the furry intruder enjoying himself in the jacuzzi. The bear had the jets on and was playing with the chlorinator and the thermometer.
What's the chlorinator? It sounds like a superhero.
Sounds like it buzzes, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Leave that chlorinator alone.
The chlorinator.
It's the chlorinator.
It's a gladiator.
Chlorinators, ready! Contenders,
he'd be a
ready!
He'd be a baddie, the chlorinator, wouldn't he? Or would he just be cleaning up things?
He'd be like, I need your pump and your sunglasses.
Yeah, and like in a swimming pool, if you wee near me, it will show up.
Yes.
That's what's in the swimming pool, isn't it? The chlorine that shows the dye.
So yeah, he had the chlorinator, and he was playing with the chlorinator and the
chlorinator appears from the sea. I know he does. So in my head, that's the superhero written. When you summon him, he just busts out the sea, and there he's ready to go. I love this guy.
Yeah, so like, he sounds pretty technical as well. Like he knows, like, do you know what I mean?
It's
like,
true.
Handling such.
I know you don't need to tell us that much detail about the bear, innit?
The bear. Like,
why is the bear playing with him? That's what I want to know.
It's surprising enough that there's a bear in the hot tub, isn't it?
Yeah, playing with the chlorinator.
I mean, does he work for British Gas? Like, is he?
Maybe it was just a really furry, like, maintenance guy.
Oh, that's what I mean. Yeah. That's what I mean.
It sounds kind of like a porn film now. The bear was playing with the chlorinator in the pool, and the film is called The Furry Intruder. I quite like that. It's
the
sort of,
furry
isn't
intruder.
It?
Wow.
That's all. It's all here.
Wow.
There's more, anyway. So once he had finished his relaxing spa treatment, the bear indulged in a bit of day drinking. He knocked the margarita that Anything had abandoned onto the floor and started to eagerly lap it up. A bit later on, in fact, I'm just going to call him Mark. Mark. A bit later on, Mark ventured outside thinking that the coast was clear. However, after hearing some rustling above him, he realised that the bear had instead chosen to take a nap in a tree. It seems the bear was making a day of it, with the LA County Sheriff's deputy saying they'd received 6 bear sighting calls that day, which were likely related, but that they had failed to find him.
And there's a picture of him on the screen just in the pool playing with the chlorinator.
Wow. Yeah. Fair play.
He looks happy. No hands where you can see him. So
what's
I don't
that
know
red thing on his ear?
I don't
a
know.
Bandana.
Or is it just my
a bandana?
No, there
thing.
Is a red thing.
Style sunglasses.
It's a home invasion.
That's nice.
He's a gang member.
Dyed you know,
when
the
you
tip
have like your sunglasses on the, back of your, on the back of your head.
Sort of. He's set a trend in the bear community.
Yeah.
He looks relaxed. To be fair.
Yeah, maybe he's just dyed a bit of his fur, you know. Some
he's
people
living.
Just have a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, he does. He looks like he's styled. He's styled up.
It's
be
a
fair.
Choice. It's a choice he's made.
Where is it? I wonder where Altadena is in California.
Oh, isn't it in the desert. I think it sounds deserty to me.
But isn't all of California in the
pretty
desert?
Pretty much, yeah. Some more than us, yeah.
To be fair.
I don't know. Let's ask the bear.
What did they name the bear?
They have no name. It's a bit rude, actually.
It is a bit rude. You're going to tell us all that about a bear and not even give us his name.
Oh, there he is. Looking
or her name. Okay. This is the
it
thing.
Could
have been a female bear.
It's a nice pool.
He's posing as well, to be fair.
That's definitely a female bear. It's got Instagram.
It's got Insta, yeah, for sure.
Influencer
that is a
bear.
That is a pose. That is like, you know, the long stare. Kind of squint a little bit slightly.
Yeah, she's trying to take one of them posts that she can like do a Throwback Thursday with, like
I've
what is it?
Done that pose before.
Bring me back here or something. Need to be back here.
Are you scared of bears?
Am I scared of bears?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good question. I've never come face to face with one. I don't know how I'd... If I saw a bear in... On end.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
Steady 110.
Yeah. Just doing some day drinking as this one was doing.
But I'm not scared of bears like I'm scared of spiders.
Wait, what is that film where there's like a vivid bear, like there's a vivid bear like killing in it, or he doesn't die from it, yeah, but he almost dies.
The Revenant.
That one.
Mate. They say he was raped by the bear.
No.
No, they say.
I know.
You know who they are.
Yeah.
That's not where I was going with this story.
No.
But
have you seen it? He wasn't. He hid in a bear at one point, didn't he? He climbed inside a bear.
It was another animal.
Oh, okay.
But he did hide inside and it was real.
I did think like bears were pretty tame before I saw that film, and then that was really...
You've been watching too much like Yogi Bear and like...
Where else am I going to see a bear like? So
you got to watch The Revenant, yeah, it's true. To see how bears really are.
That'll actually open your eyes because, yeah.
Altadena is near Pasadena. So it rhymes.
That narrows it down.
Pasadena, yeah.
Tupac mentions Pasadena in a song, so I think I know where it is,
okay.
It says Pasadena, where you at? Actually, he doesn't even know.
Yeah, no one knows where Pasadena is.
That's literally a Tupac ad-lib. Pasadena, where you at? No one knows where Pasadena is. So in relation, Altadena is next to nowhere.
Because when you get there, you can't remember how you got there.
Yeah.
And how you got... You're in there. I'm in Pasadena. Where am I?
Literally, he says, Englewood. Englewood always up to no good. And he goes, before that, Pasadena, where you at?
Doesn't know.
Mental.
Hard to find.
Absolutely. Let's get into a song.
Mm-hmm.
And when we come back, we'll talk about the US Postal Service paying... Or no, they're set to pay $3.5 million after using the wrong Statue of Liberty on a stamp.
See the hot girl Tosh there. Trillery.
Hello. Good girl Tosh, you're fluffy diva, Miss Kitty, this sit up. I want a song girl with sound like the whole Adele album. And we say clean like Jesus, police record. I own vex. She better stay vex. I what?
When looks the doggy, we're glad me get some. Girl, I pun them never get none. Man, I rush like dog, but me not pen on. Cause you can't swear every man saying I get bun. Clean every day like barrel just come. Man, I give him money in a lump sum. Figure everybody ever dust down. Ever ready, them I say a custom.
Yeah.
Walk out, whole place shut down. We not chill up here with body, no brush down. No gun in a baggy, but we still bust gun. Every rebel saloon. Ticklish. Mama say, well, you put on the road, I wish for Christmas. You're a lucky motherfucker, you put for your sickness. Some old tired, pussies are like a kitten dish. Y'all feel live good, Lalina, them a little miss.
I wanted some idiot, y'all. Yo, Tosh, let me show you how the English girl them bar. When tight, no kiki, we're glad me get one. They goody good, full of glue, full of gum. All I do is get cheese, me no know about bun. Some gala hype, but feed them all done, boom. Me a drip, me saucy, saucy. Pretty like Barbie, but me style like Yardie. Man, them say, I woulda girl, she bossy. Anytime we step in, we shell the party. So, salute when the hot girl come in. Everything well clean, fresh like Listerine. Bang, bang, ting, shot like machine. Look like a snap, me at the world cuisine, ayy.
Walk out, ayy. We play shut down.
Body trunk like a cup of white rum.
No gun in a baggy, but we still bust gun. Every rebel salute when the queen touch down, ayy.
Why not go down, girl, baby, make me say. Why not go down, girl, baby, make me say.
Shut down. We not chill up here with body, no brush down. No gun in a baggy, but we still bust gun. Every rebel salute when the queen
That's Tosh Alexander featuring Miss Kitty and the amazing Trillery Banks. They're all amazing, to be fair. That's Bubble, the Hot Gal mix.
Bang on.
For some reason, I could imagine gigs on that tune.
Yeah, no,
big.
Trust me.
Big. I could just imagine him coming in.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah, that's yeah. what he said. Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. It. And then backing out again. That's it. One word.
You got to sprinkle some gigs dust in.
No, trust me. No, everyone could do with a gigs ad lib.
Just like,
trust
yeah.
me. Any Bashman tune. You know what I mean? Any Bashman tune,
yeah.
Like you can tell that Giggs' influence was fully Bashman.
He used to sell ringtones like with just his ad libs.
Yeah,
like,
fully.
Everyone would that would actually bang. Like,
yeah,
that would actually
honestly
go off differently.
That's how I answer my phone.
Yeah,
I used to answer it like Tiny.
Yeah, that does remind me that about when answering the phone that you have, Michael Payne, a very confusing, and I still haven't worked it out because your voicemail sounds like he's answered the phone.
Yeah,
every time that gets me. And I was around some of the last time I called him, and I didn't want to look like an idiot, so I just pretended to chat to him, even though it was his voicemail. I was like, yeah, okay. Okay, bye.
Yeah, yeah. Like, no, I've got a few mates that do
like
that.
Idiot.
And they get you every time, do you know what I mean?
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Every bloody time.
Do you know what? I've had that greeting for like 5 years and I always forget I've got it until someone, because I don't check my voice messages.
No.
I just never check them because how dare you try to charge me.
They don't charge you, do they?
They do charge you to check your voicemail, don't they?
Do that? No, I think that's old school.
Maybe,
yeah, I don't
maybe
think so.
Maybe last time you was checking your voicemail.
Maybe actually the last time I checked my voicemail.
I think that's a Nokia snake time, isn't it?
I remember pulling out my aerial and then and then making them call. I remember the exact noise he made as well. It went time like
pop it in, then you had to flip it shut again. Yeah. It was a really big phone.
Smack that shut like Stephen. Like Stephen.
You can actually turn them off. You know, you can actually turn them off.
What?
Like turn your voicemail
off
completely.
Yeah.
That's what I've got.
No,
that's
but I love my greeting so much. Every day, it's like I'd bought myself a present, or it's like I made myself a little gift in the future. My future self a gift because
no, it's a bit annoying where I don't have any voicemail. So now people know that I don't have a voicemail now. So what they do is they'll try and ring me forever.
Mm. Like, oh yeah,
you get people
ones
that will actually try and ring me for like 2 minutes. Like, I don't know what they're doing. Like, they must just ring me and just put
they're,
on the side.
Do you know what they're doing?
And just
they're
doing the dishes.
They're
and,
looking
like,
at
their
you.
Dog and like they're just about. Like, they just. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
they actually can see you. If someone's ringing you for that long, they can see you. Be scared, bro. That's what I always think. If my phone starts ringing. And
you're gonna make me
and it goes
out,
over
man.
Like
you're
and it
like
goes
like
over
my curtains.
Yeah, no, it's
like
true. If my phone starts ringing and it goes over 5 seconds, I'm just staring at my phone. I literally start looking around. Like, I'm going right. Okay, they know I'm not answering this, but why are they not hanging up? So they're clearly like across the road or something.
Wow,
do you know
what I
mean?
What type of judge? You're just messing with my energy. Today,
no, it's true.
Bro.
You have like, you can't trust me.
You're trying
trust
to make me bug out about the football when I'm at home. Like, where do you want me to go, bro? Like,
I'm number one. I'm number one conspiracy theorist.
I'm just not gonna leave now.
I'm literally number one conspiracy theorist, but yeah, it's all with a pinch of salt. You know how it goes. Let's get into a story though.
Mm.
Before that song, we were talking about the margarita loving bear that took a dip in a California hot tub. But now let's talk about the fact that the U.S. Postal Service have to pay $3.5 million after using the wrong Statue of Liberty on a stamp.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Instead of an image of the actual Statue of Liberty on the stamps, the U.S. Postal Service managed instead to use an image of a replica made by Robert Davidson. The replica statue resides in the New York Hotel and Casino. So nice they had to name it twice. In Las Vegas, despite USPS believing it was the actual statue on Liberty Island. While they had paid $1,500 for a license, this covered rights to the photograph, but not the statue itself. It took 4 months of the fake statue being on the stamps before anyone noticed. Davidson has since been involved in a lawsuit with USPS and has now been awarded the money after claiming he was owed royalties for unauthorized use of an image of his statue. The U.S. Court of Federal Claims sided with the sculptor, who said he tried to make Lady Liberty more feminine and concluded the modifications were large enough to give the sculptor's work originality, defeating the Postal Service's fair use argument, which tried to fight that it was merely a replica and didn't hold copyright protection. That's a reach, isn't it?
It's like, yeah,
it's one of them reachful things that you'd like, like, I'd probably do it myself, to be fair. Like, if I saw someone with a fit, like, I got a statue, like, claim some 3P, but, like...
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely a bit of a waste man thing to do, do you know what I mean? It's a bit...
Well,
it's a bit reachy, do you know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, like he's like he said, I think it's a reach in concept, but he did say that he tried to make it more feminine, so he has tried to improve the statue.
Does he put lipstick on her?
I don't know what you mean.
What's he done? I don't understand what he means by that. She's feminine. And also, even if you don't know where the Statue of Liberty is, you're pretty sure it's not going to be in the New York Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're really trying to make a fight for feminism, I'd prefer it was on Ellis Island where everybody can see it, to be fair, than in a fucking casino.
Casino.
This person believe it was the actual statue. Like, of course it's not in a casino in Las Vegas.
Weird.
And I would like to know what they mean by more feminine. I think there's a picture. They've just made her slightly greener.
She's newer.
Yeah.
She's basically younger. Newer.
They've Botoxed her.
She's smoother and she's less... I don't really see the difference.
Yeah, that's saying. No. It's a bit. It's a compliment, no?
You're right, Reese. It's a compliment, isn't it? But then at the same time, they've used his.
She needed a bit of a slap on me. Do you know what I mean?
There's a photo on the screen of a, I don't know what sports team. Aces 18. What were they?
Okay.
They must be a Las Vegas basketball team or something.
It looks a bit Spursy as well, so I double don't like it.
Okay. That's brilliant. But she doesn't... I thought when they said... damn. And what's more like...
That's not really more feminine, to be fair.
Nah.
She's not really... it's not really a bikini and, hot pants. Like, do you know what I mean?
And what's more feminine than being, a bastion and, beacon of equality and justice and stuff? Do you know? How do you make the Statue of Liberty more feminine?
Apparently, you pop on an Aces 18 T-shirt to make her even more feminine. Feminine-er.
No, you're right, I was expecting to see some lipstick or something.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know.
Or butt implants.
A vajazzle.
A vajazzle, yeah, definitely.
Yep.
Make her a Kardashian. Just had a sculpture of Kim Kardashian.
But they awarded him, what do they have, 5% royalty?
5% royalty of all unused stamp.
Stamps.
Plus $5,000 in damages.
Done all right then, huh?
Yeah. I always think, what the fuck, damages? What's been damaged?
Yeah, it's true when they award that for damages to your reputation, I think.
Or maybe your financial status.
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm. Oh, well. But yeah, I think definitely a reach, but you got to get your money, innit? Fair play.
Got to do what you got to do.
Hmm. Let's get into a song.
Well, we're going to play, Reese, your song.
Before we do that, this is a monumental occasion because the video for this very song dropped just over an hour ago.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have to describe it to us because we haven't seen it. You're going to have to describe it scene by scene.
All right, then, cool. So I won't... I'll give you the insight into how the song come around.
Yeah.
So, it's like a fun story. So I touched down, I got a booking in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
I touched down on my first night. I was there for about 4 days.
Nice.
And I bought a bottle, got in my necessaries, and then went to the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And in the studio, I was listening to a load of beats by Spanish guys and just vibes in, really. I had no plans or anything written. I heard this beat, I was like, wow, what is this? Wrote to it instantly and recorded it that night, got it mixed, was ready for the next day or whatever.
Wow.
I was listening to it, I was banging out all night when I woke up.
Yeah.
My director was flying out to meet me to shoot a video that we'd planned completely before.
Yeah.
I phoned him up listen, mate, scrap that, check your emails, we're doing a new song.
Wow.
Filmed that video the next day and it was edited by the time I come back.
Wow.
And we had this product and we just put it out a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Fair play. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it? It's mad. It was it was all done and dusted in a week.
Yeah.
But I kind of love that because a lot of my music is done off vibes and I write a lot of my music from travelling and inspiration I get from travelling. So that kind of summarizes the song as well.
Brilliant.
Wow. Introduce it, please.
Yeah, please do it.
This one is Walk on Water by Reese West and enjoy.
West, West. This one's Walk on Water, Land and Sea Explorer. Moves to she gets slaughter, right for my unborn daughter. I know your BMs and that's awkward, I still got things in courses. Never did rid in a Rari, the thing came peng like Porsche.
This one's walk on water, land and sea explorer. Rooster, she gets slaughtered right from my unborn daughter. Yeah. I know your BMs and that's awkward, I still got things in courses. Never did grid in a Rari, the thing came pang like Porsche. I'm not in these Star Wars, call me Luke Skywalker. Man don't watch what car yours, they don't walk their talker. I just dug my new thing in short, call that Laura. Still catch me on high road, two months back on Tora. Just got back from the mountains, I didn't pop no cork. Come a long way from court while they just gave up pork. Matte black Uber, backseat silence, man don't talk. My new team cooks Nigella while they all want that sauce. This one's walk on water, land and sea explorer. Rooster, she gets slaughtered right from my unborn daughter. I know your BMs and that's awkward, I still got things in courses. Never did grid in a Rari, the thing came peng like Porsche. This one's walk on water, land and sea explorer. Rooster, she gets slaughtered right from my unborn daughter. I know your BMs and that's awkward, I still got things in courses. Never did grid in a Rari, the thing came peng like Porsche. Yeah, walk and talk on 16 flow like walk on water. I am the wolf, this sheep gets slaughter. Aim and spray, they spread like flora. Donuts, West, what you brought to the table. I am the table, knife and fork. Napkin, wine, glass, main course portion. When I straight ride out, they change course. Yeah, the thing came peng like Porsche. Nargy can't go hard or cause awkward. When I move sick, they're nauseous. Cause I take risks, their main man's cautious. West, cause I get dark and angry. It's not long, man came with blanky. When I pop up, dark arts like Vader. Could have said Van Gogh, Ben Howe, Banksy.
This one's walk on water, land and sea explorer. Used to see get slaughter, right from my unborn daughter. I know your BMs and that's awkward, I still got things in courses. Never did breathe in a Rari, the thing came peng like boom. This one's walk on water, land and sea explorer. Used to see get slaughter, right from my unborn daughter. I know your BMs and that's awkward, I still got things in courses. Never did breathe in a Rari, the thing came peng like Porsche. This one's walk on water, land and sea explorer. Rooster, she gets slaughter right from my unborn daughter. I know your BMs and that's awkward, I still got things in courses. Never did grid in a Rari, the thing came peng like Porsche.
New one from Reese West.
Yes, sir.
You heard the story. If you didn't, well, you missed out, really. Make sure you listen back to the show to find out exactly how that song and the video, which dropped an hour and 12 minutes ago.
Yep. On Keeping It Grimy on YouTube.
Find out exactly how that came to exist. But yeah, like I said, listening to the show, you can either download it from iTunes or you can listen back to it for free on FUBARradio.com.
I said
if you want to find out how the video came
yes,
to exist.
Yes, you're right.
Nobody listens to me. We're just being silly.
But, Spotify but, as well, yeah.
But yeah, let people know where they can find the video and your music.
Yeah. No, shout out Logan Sarma as well, because he hosted it as well. So.
Okay. Nice. The
video is on like his YouTube channel.
Keeping It Grimy. Yeah, okay, man, cool. So oh, sorry, yeah, that you actually said. Nobody listens to me anymore. Let's get into another story. But before we do that, you know, I mentioned all the guests and stuff that we have coming up. I mentioned the fact that Reese West joins me as my special guest co-host and that Natalie, a.k.a. Sarah DeBunda, is my very regular co-host.
I mean, that needs to be phased out, that term, but okay.
My beautifully,
think of something else.
My beautifully standard guest co-host. I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm ramping. I'm so joking.
Okay.
But where are the games now? We haven't mentioned games.
I've got
games.
A couple.
Have you got a couple?
Not one ready for now, because they're both involving guests. Neither of which are here yet.
We're going to have to stop
don't worry,
doing this.
Because what happens on this show, Reese, is if guests sometimes don't quite make it in for the show, which has happened on several occasions. We play the game
anyway.
Okay, we just say that they were supposed to be here, they're not here, but let's play the game.
There's never an L round here.
Definitely no. So there's lots of fun, but we think the guest is going to come in that's got the game, so we'll just wait for him.
Okay, cool. In the meantime, this story's caught my eye.
Oh.
Speaking of being caught, this works on two levels. A Florida fisherman reels in a big package of marijuana. Do you see what I mean about caught?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. Many levels. Witty. Many, many levels. A Florida man fishing off the state's coast pulled his fishing line and made an unexpected discovery. A brick of marijuana weighing approximately 2 pounds. Can we get a sort of conversion of what 2 pounds is, please? 'Cause
in what?
In ounces. Can we go? Yeah, ounces.
Yeah, pounds and ounces.
Yeah, keep reading.
That would be, because how many pounds are in?
32.
Okay, so 32 ounces. Jorge Bustamante said the package became hooked on his weed line, which he had been using to try and catch some mahi-mahi and kingfish. He joked that the package was an early birthday gift from Pablo Escobar.
Mm.
He and his fishing companions radioed the East Coast Guard, and which took custody of the pot package. I think you might be confused as to what Pablo Escobar's famous for.
Yeah, it wasn't marijuana, really, was it? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Maybe on birthdays he didn't do what he normally does, and he gives people. Mm. He goes, "I'm going to mix things up. Everyone thinks Pablo. I'm going to give him something else."
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Especially at Christmas time, I'm going to give him some marijuana instead.
It's true. No one will suspect me for that.
Trick him up, and they're like, "Oh, Pablo, it's present."
Keep them on their toes.
Oh, it's marijuana again, April Fool's. Also, Jorge Bustamante is my favourite name I've ever heard.
Yeah.
No, I only skipped over that one. Bustamante.
Also, Pablo Escobar's dead, so.
Yeah.
There's that, but I'd love to. It makes me want to go fishing. Really. Mm. I'd love to find 32 ounces of draw.
That would actually be a decent fishing trip, to be fair.
I'd make more money off that fishing trip than all the other fishing trips combined.
Probably wouldn't wait for a fish, would you? Just go. You'd be like, "Oh, it's done then for today."
I'd quit fishing. It's so true. I'd quit fishing. I'd always put it off.
To be fair, you might just chill and fish for a bit longer.
Maybe if you had 32 ounces of marijuana, you would. You'd be like, "I'll sit here for a few more hours. I'm happy to chill here.
Maybe you'd forget you were a fisherman.
Yeah. Or where you are, what you're doing. Suddenly I'm in Pasadena. What's going on?
In a hot tub.
How I got here. Day drinking in a hot tub in Pasadena.
Or to be fair, like, you never know, the actual guy might turn up and say,
"Oh yeah,
this is true. If I ever found that amount of weed, money, or would not be in the papers talking
no,
about
for sure.
it. Yeah, that's for sure. Do you know what I mean?
That's how I was done in the hood, bro.
straight anonymity. Straight anonymity. Just no one would even know. Why the fuck has Michael Payne got a Jaguar?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Why is he getting a helicopter that into food bar today? Why is this noise?
Yeah, my morning text might just have a few extra... deals inside.
You might even get yourself a voicemail.
Might start checking that.
Yeah.
That broadcast might not actually be my new video.
Right. Well, I don't know about fishing, but when it says Jorge Bustamante said the package became hooked on his weed line. What's a weed line?
Oh shit, wait, that's a good question. I didn't even notice that. How did I just skip past that?
I don't know, but what's a weed line? Is that a thing in fishing, or is that just where you go when you want to hook marijuana?
Can we find out what a weed line is, please?
Because you're going to call it.
Is it one of them like them net sort of things?
I don't know. Who
like
does
a
fishing?
Line of, like, a maybe line
it's
of a net.
Maybe it's just a fishing line made of weed.
It's fishing apparel, apparently.
Okay.
Every fisherman loves a weed line.
Wow.
According to that tagline.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So it's like the,
it's actually
it's
a
like
technical
a line
name.
Of it's a line yeah. of weeds that run through.
Sure.
That like a. That run through the water.
The weed line also...
And fishers must actually just, like, chill in between the...
Okay.
Because they're really... Okay. The weed line also a rock group from South Florida, just so you know. That's what I found from Google. But let's go to a song and get our first guest in.
Yes, we're going to have Melvillis coming in to chat to us in just a few short minutes.
Got too much sauce, they can't catch me. Got too much wave, I'm like Maxby. Don't do much talk, I let facts be. I'll let it spray, I'm like Banksy. Belt full of tools, command's handy. Off all your rules, I move anti. Talk bad online, but don't at me. You wouldn't dare, you're like Bambi. Yard man, I'm Michael like Manly. I'll wet a man with my Stanley. In the East End, like Geeta and Sanji. Gal for the gang, which one do you fancy? Could be Shanika or Francine. Gal one, take off their panty. Colour royal ease in my family. So gal one, catch me, catch me. I know some girl won't catch me, catch me, catch me. None of these fakes can catch me, catch me, catch me. All of that hate can't catch me. I run this, athlete, so who want this, come catch me. What you say? I run this thing like I'm Usain. Fresh and gold like a new saying. Hanging from a neck like I'm 2 Chainz. I'm in all black like I'm Bruce Wayne. I'm coming for the best in the UK. Them man are only bad when the crew came. On their ones, man melt like a souffle. Man, I get dashed like a bouquet. Got nines home on the way like Rooney. Man, I red eye like Kakashi. Tuesday, a tech man's gal, even when my hair's nappy. Tech man gal in a Adidas tracky. Nubian king with an African back. She gets wheeled like I'm on a Ducati. Run too drunk that she's gonna do, lady, come. Catch me, catch me. I know some girl won't catch me. Catch me, catch me. None of these fakes can catch me. Catch me, catch me. All of that hate can't catch me. I run this, athlete. So who want this? Come catch me. Catch me, catch me. I know some girl won't catch me. Catch me, catch me. None of these fakes can catch me. Catch me, catch me. All of that hate can't catch me. I run this, athlete. So who want this? Come catch me.
Presents
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's fan club.
I'm joined by Claudie Blakely.
Hi.
You're an actress, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. I could be an actor. Well, I could be an actor, Nick. I mean, Nick did 3 series of Uncle. He did. I could have been in that.
Well, I did get a lot of people in that.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, that makes it more offensive.
So you could get all your mates in that. That's brilliant.
Well, I didn't get.
I mean,
all
you
my
could get.
They had to audition.
Of
but,
course, go through the right.
But I didn't get an audition. So. What do you think? Do you think I'd be a good actor?
I can tell you is.
Yeah, thank you.
I think I was making a point.
Every Friday,
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's fan club
from 12 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
But right now it's the Michael Payne Show. I'm joined by my very special guest co-host Reese West, as well as my regular co-host Natalie, aka Sarah De Bunda. But we've also got a very special guest in right now in the form of Grime MC Melvinus. Make some noise.
Lovely to be here.
What's
lovely
going on?
Come on, it's a beautiful day.
It is. It's a beautiful time.
Very.
Right? It's a beautiful time. It's 1655. It even sounds romantic. Do you know what I mean? I've heard that, I've read that time in a lot of Jackie Collins novels. It was 1655. And
as we slowly undress.
Yes! Mills and Boone and all that. But you've made quite a name for yourself in a short space of time, haven't you?
I'm trying.
No, you genuinely have, because your debut EP was only last year, right?
Yeah, 2017. That's right, September, yeah.
You're already getting shouted out by the likes of Stormzy. Household names were shouting you out.
Crazy.
And then 2018, you've put two projects deep.
Yep.
Or is it a case of like, I'm only finding out about the tip of the iceberg? Is there a lot more Melvilus that we need to kind of go back and find out?
I think those that know, they know, innit? Like, there's a deeper, you know, kind of catalogue that you could find.
Right.
Some stuff, like, I don't even want to see the light of day anymore.
I hear that.
Because I'm just like, I've moved past it and I've got a bit better at what I do.
Okay.
And I'm more proud of the stuff that I've done recently. But you know, the core fans are always going to find out if they're really into you. They're going to do their research. But there's more stuff on the way. Like, I'm not stopping, you know, the creative process. I'm just going to keep making stuff, so people will tag along on the journey as they come. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And you know, your USP is obviously the fact that you spread a very positive message. It just generally and obviously in comparison to a lot of the music that's out right now. I think it's something to be really proud of, the fact that you have still been like you've had these accolades showered on you, because right now it seems like, you know, really kind of, for want of a better word, aggressive music is kind of, you know, that's on vogue right now, isn't it? That's the trend.
It's popping. It's everywhere.
What's it like for you, kind of, in being Melvilus among this scene?
I just feel like I'm just kind of providing a worthy alternative.
Mm.
That was always my thing when I came into the game. I wanted to come in and not just, you know, say, oh, look at this. You know, you can listen to this kind of stuff too and also be cool. I wanted it to be a thing where it's like, I'm competing with the greats.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be considered a legend, even if I'm in my own lane and I'm a little bit off center. Like, I still want to be recognized for the talent and the hard work that I put in.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's needed. Like, a lot of people that listen to my music for the first time, the one word that they come up with, like, consistently is, it's refreshing.
Yes.
Like, it's nice to hear something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Because, you know, things can get a little bit samey and it gets boring, and it's not a true reflection of what life is really like, especially in, you know, in London, where there's so many different sounds and vibes and backgrounds and all these different things.
Mm,
I feel like it's only right to, you know what I'm saying, to represent all sides of the spectrum.
Yeah. So.
And I think that's like your unique selling point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where there's a lot of people out here that wanna associate with Graham, but they don't actually relate to it.
Mm.
Unless you're actually grew up around grime, you appreciate it, but you can't relate to it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's facts.
And you give it a different edge where
that's it.
Everyone can relate to you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Was there like a pivotal moment in your like life career where you decided that it was going to be a positive sort of a path that you were on? Was there a change to Melvilus?
Yeah, like I kind of started out as a writer. And as a young little MC, like really young, like I wrote my first lyric when I was 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And I just turned 26 this year.
Mm.
So I've had a lot of time to like kind of find myself and figure stuff out, like and just figure out what's true to Mel, like what's really like a true representation of myself.
Mm.
I always started out trying to be true to myself, and there was a period where, you know, my life was a little bit darker and I was going through some things and I was doing this, that and the other.
Mm.
And I was still talking about that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I kind of, you know, opened myself up to, you know, what else is out there for me?
Mm.
Do you know what I'm saying? And I was always a church kid. Like, I went to church a lot.
Yeah.
Like, and I was always the type of kid that was like, kind of, you know, interested in what's on the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had, you know, a little bit of an edge about me.
Yeah.
And I was always drawn to like, just dark sounding beats and, you know, like hardcore kind of lyrics and stuff. And obviously, like, the other church kids around me was like, I can't even listen to that. Like, I'll get told off or whatever. I'm like, it's not like that for me, my guy. Like, I've got freedom to do my thing, innit? Do you know what I'm saying? So I think I'm grateful for that. Like, I had a little bit of freedom and a little bit more room on the leash to kind of explore and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I was quite similar. My parents are both religious, especially my dad. My dad's a very religious guy.
Yeah.
And I'm not a religious person at the, you know, at this point in my life, but I was definitely brought up in like Catholic fashion.
Yeah.
And although it was mad because I could listen to one song with one mention of the word sex in it and immediately my dad would give me the look like, if that music doesn't turn off right now. But then I could listen to Hear 'Em Up by Tupac full volume, my dad wouldn't say anything. He would not say anything. Do you know what I mean? There could be all the cuss words, but as soon as it was about sex, my dad was like, you better turn
it
off.
It was the same in my house, man. It was the same in my house. Like, my dad's a massive reggae fan, innit? So there was all kind of things coming out in that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, all kind of like bad mind words and whatever, yeah? But like, the way my whole household was set up was like, I think everyone just had their own little rooms and their little spaces. Yeah. So downstairs in the living room, that's like reggae zone. My dad's banging his old school tunes and whatnot. Like, my mum's banging gospel in the kitchen, and my brother's listening to pretty much everything in his room.
Yeah.
So I'm like taking in different sounds, and I've got older cousins and whatnot that are like DJs and stuff. So I was always listening to different things. Yeah. So when I wrote my first lyric at 10, it was a jungle lyric, believe it or not. It was like kind of jungly and like early garagey. You know what I mean? Yeah. And then that, as I grew up and I started to see the evolution of grime and everything that came with it, it was just natural for me.
Yeah. And I think that's what you can tell. Like, you know, like, I come from similar. Like, my mum was always playing, like, loads of stuff around the house.
Yeah.
And obviously, I do mainly grime, innit? But as you know, innit? But, like, I have a bigger influence. So it's like, you know, when you can touch set and murk it.
Yeah.
And then you can do a tune in a studio. And that's different. Like, having it all around. Do you know
what
I mean?
When you've got, like, all these different components to you and you've got all these different, like, styles to you, I feel like it just makes you a more versatile artist.
Absolutely.
Anyway,
but I think people don't realise that as well, that people, in a weird way, it's like, you know, the trick you can play on someone that goes, what do you put in a toaster? And people go, toast. People probably think that the early grime MCs listened to grime, but it didn't exist yet. They were influenced by, like you said, sound system culture. Their dads having marking the territory over the front room. So you go in the front room, it's almost like different rooms in a fucking nightclub. You go in the kitchen, mumsy's listening to Lover's Rock or gospel, do you know what I mean? You go in your sister, your older sibling's room, they're listening to something that would later be the shit that you grasped onto in your most formative years. Do you know what I mean? But what you didn't know was that you were being conditioned by all of this stuff, and then it becomes your output. So
it's mad. Like, when I think back, like, my first cassette tapes that I had was weird stuff, like flipping the Wild Wild West soundtrack.
Yeah, Will Smith.
And Drew Hill. Like, bruv, I was listening. I didn't realize how, like, the conditioning that you spoke about. I didn't realize how many different kind of layers to music I was taking in from a young age.
Yeah,
and it's all coming out now, like in different things. I might go in the studio and be like, oh man, I'm in a grimy mood. And then my producer, Coleman's, who I work really closely with, he might just fling on something mad.
Yeah.
Just like completely out there. And all of a sudden I'm, you know, messing around with melodies and whatever. And it just feels natural to me.
Absolutely. As it should do. As it should do. I think that's the sign of someone, like you were saying, like Reese was saying, somebody who actually has roots in this and an actual passion for it, and someone who is just kind of getting carried along on the bandwagon. You know, this is what I feel I should do. Yeah. 100%.
I feel like as an artist, or even as anyone, like you're expressing yourself in however, and your mind state changes, how where you are in life changes, so you're expressing yourself and you're talking about different stuff. So as that happens, you're gonna naturally, your music's gonna sound different from one year to the other.
That's only if you're being true to yourself, though. Exactly. That's a real thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a lot of like artists out there that was trapping maybe 30 years ago or whatever, and they're still talking about bricks and this and that. And I'm like, you got a wife and three kids, my guy.
Yeah,
like,
it's true.
You can talk about that now.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I rate the Jay-Z album that just come out, the 444 thing, because he's not talking about the same thing he was 20 years ago.
This is true.
And I respect that, because he's growing as an artist, he's growing with his music.
Yeah, so. This is true. Yeah. This is true. He is also in the doghouse as well. So.
Yeah. It's real life, man. It's real life. It's not all pretty roses.
Jay-Z's being a punished man.
Big up Beyonce, man. Big up. It's real. It's real talk. Not everyone's living happy families, you know.
This is true. This is so fact. No one's commenting about that. Oh my God, I'm so glad. Like, Jay-Z and Beyonce.
And that's okay, though.
Can't you tell this guy's in the doghouse?
It's mad. It's mad articulate.
I love it. It's like Jay-Z's doing the rap version of when you see a husband being dragged around the supermarket instead of being able to watch the football.
Did you see the photo? Or someone who gets to do what they're told, because that picture of him on the jet ski the other day. He didn't want to be on that jet ski.
That is the funniest.
That's the man in the doghouse. Get on that jet ski. You owe me.
Put your helmet on as well, and your t-shirt. Put your t-shirt on and your helmet, and get on that fucking jet ski and go and get me a white wine spritzer.
Yeah, and smile for that photographer.
From the coast.
She probably organised the photographer.
I bet they were on a yacht that had a bar, and she sent him to mainland for drinks, and he went.
She's like, you're Hov to them, but you're Sean to me. Know that, innit? Like,
Sean Corey Carter, yeah. Go and get me a drink from the mainland.
Don't spill a drop. Oh,
wife
no.
is always right, man. Wife is always right.
Absolutely. Should we? Oh, someone just spill a beer. It's getting ready in here. Wait, it's coming home. It's coming home.
It's coming home.
Amazing. I love it. I love it. Yo. Let's get into it. Let's get into your song. if you do us the honour of introducing it for us as well.
Yeah, this is my brand new song from my brand new EP, No Choice. The track is called Hungry.
More tune for your head top. Straight shot to the head, no red dot. Choke slam. Leg drop. Wanna go another round? No, I guess not. You ain't ready for the sounds on my desktop. When you hear, oh man, man, I gonna head bop. Come true with a brand new tune, so rude. I possess the power to upset dons. And don't say that I'm slept on. I was slept on, but I want saying I'm slept on. I've done shows on land you ain't stepped on, and I shook hands with fans you ain't met on. And my God, still opening doors, man, I stroking their jaws like how did milk get on? I done told you I'm good over here, not shook over here. I don't need a vest on. I've been bad from young like Teflon, bad from young like Bane, bad from young like Spray, and I'm still really the most. So nobody's done in my wave, nah. Still sticking up guys in the bank, I spray like Angelina Jolie driving a tank. I be the man that they can't dead off. M-E-I-V-L to the L-O-S. Pass me the pen, barking again, ringing off alarms in the ends. Man try parring me then, all laughing and joking. Brother, who's laughing again? Them man there's no talking to them. Family gets dark in the den. I'm a nice guy, but I change up quick when I'm hungry. And brother, I'm starving again. Hungry, 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 hungry. Brother, I'm starving again. Hungry, hungry, hungry. Starving again. You won't believe what I've turned down. Struggling to get dough, but I still said no. You won't believe what I earn now. God told me believe and it worked out. But I ain't even halfway done yet. Still munching, don't ask for the crumbs yet. Debt collectors ringing at my phone line. I ain't even paid back half of my mum's debt. Right now I can't do nothing but grind. Right now I can't do nothing but rhyme. When I left school with D's and E's, for anything else I'm not qualified. Right now I live like I'm not gonna die. Bare new tunes that I drop on the fly. Roll with a guy that came back to life. What made you think I was not gonna rise? Straight to the damn top. First place, I don't wanna tie like Bangkok. Do my damn job. You can't tell me nothing. My head strong like the faith that I stand on. I stood up in a war, never ran on. I never let my guards get abandoned. And my beard's getting long, cause I grow a new hair on my chin every time that I spandons. Pass me the pen, barking again, ringing off alarms in the ends. Man try parring me then, all laughing and joking. Brother, who's laughing again? Them man there's no talking to them. Family gets dark in the den. I'm a nice guy, but I change up quick when I'm hungry. And brother, I'm starving again. Hungry, 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 hungry. Brother, I'm starving again. Hungry, 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 hungry. Brother, I'm starving again. Hungry, 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 hungry. Brother, I'm starving again. Hungry, 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 hungry. Brother, I'm starving again.
Straight tumper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can hear Melville and Reese West getting nerdy in the background about tempos and stuff. That's what music does to people. Come on, you know the ones. I love it.
Trust
I love
science.
It.
Science, trust me.
It is a science, isn't it? I love it. I love hearing people that produce and make music and all that just talking about it, man.
Yeah, yeah. No, trust me. Like the way I'll ring Melville, we'll just be on the phone for like an hour just chatting madness about mad, like weird just intricate music
yeah,
and things.
All I know how to do is write bars. Yeah, so I'll be in the studio. I'm recording my second album at the moment. Sick. And I have only producers around me, right. And they'll be talking about plugins and all this fuckery. And I'm just like Did anyone watch Love Island? So there's a conversation I can get involved in. Trust you know them ones. I hate it, but I love it at the same time. Yeah, it's yeah, bare yeah. jargon. And I always think to myself, are they just saying anything? Like, yeah, now, yeah, yeah. Knowing that I don't understand what they're talking
trust
about.
Trust me, but I know when I log on to Logic, like, I'm lost in the source.
That's like, so true. It looks like the stock exchange, bro. Like, when I'm
flipping upside down from Stranger Things.
It's
mad.
Yeah. If it's down to me, I'm going to be picking the ones that like look the most fun to use. Yeah, which might not actually be the best thing for my vocals.
Sometimes it's the deadest looking thing. Do you know what I'm saying? And it makes me. And I'm like,
and I'm looking at the next ones that are swag, like they just clicked on by accident. Yeah. I'm like, bro, what's that like? You know what I mean?
It's mad, bruvs. It's mad. But no, that was Hungry. That's a really big tune. You're a proper barsman. That's the thing. And I think that's what sets you apart. People try and kind of traverse the line between being, because there are many positive MCs that are barsmen. It's common. There's Early Lupe, Fiasco, but there are many that are also like, you think you would be better. I get it. You know, understand? Like, you're positive, and I rate that, but I don't really rate you as an MC.
Yeah.
I don't want to listen to it from you.
That goes back to what I was saying about a worthy alternative, because I feel like there's a lot of man out there that their message is good.
Yes.
Like what they're saying is good. It's positive.
Spot on, mate. I'm like, right on, brother.
You know what I mean?
Right on. Just rhyme less.
If it's not delivered properly,
exactly.
Like,
it's boring.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Boring,
it's like, what's this guy's name? I always forget. Jules the Poet. Yeah?
Right, mate.
Right, this guy is a legend, and he said a line a couple years ago that always stuck with me. He said, "You got to make the medicine candy." Yeah, so you got to.
It's true.
You got to give them something that's that's worthwhile, something that's good for them. Mm-hmm. But you got to put it in the form of something that's sweet and
absolutely.
It's pleasing to the ear.
Absolutely,
100%.
This is very true.
And
it's like,
that comes
it's
to
like
time. That's like what we were talking about earlier with Skepta and the clarity in what he says. Yeah, because it's like you can say that it's simple in a way, but it's not simple because he does it on purpose.
Yes, yeah,
what he's saying is so digestible, and I think that's a talent in its way. I think Stormzy's got it his way.
Absolutely,
Stormzy's got it as well. Yeah. Like it's a way of writing.
Yeah,
I think Chip does it. Chip's got a way like where I clocked it the other, a couple years ago. I was like, he puts his punchline at the end of every four. It's like everything that's leading up to that four. So by the time you get to the four, you're like, wow,
you're ready.
You've got enough time.
He's let you know it's coming
after you've listened to that four to get to the next one. You know what I'm saying? So it's like certain times I'm writing like six punchlines in 1-8. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like someone's taken in the third one and has missed the next two.
Yeah, no,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's
you're
that
right.
The MC in me wants to just fling out a million
punchlines.
Punchlines describing punchlines. Inside rhymes,
triple, like, all the
fling out everything. When I sit down and I'll write some stuff, but when you're doing a single, you actually got to, you're doing the positive thing, and because it's natural, do you know what I'm saying? It's not forced.
Love.
It's not like you're actually on road things and you're trying to push a positive message, it's like
I'm trying to just be myself to the best level, innit? Like, I want to be taken in as me. Like, I don't want it to be a thing where I've got to live up to something, and then when you see me out and about, it's like, he's not really that guy, you know?
Yeah,
do you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to be the same everywhere I go,
yeah.
And no matter who meets me, no matter what day of the week you meet me, I'm the same guy that I was. That 16 bar that you loved. I'm the same person. Do you know what I'm saying?
And I hear that.
That's the most important thing.
Well, thanks for coming through, man. It's just a pity you can't stay with us longer. We've got a bit of a revolving door policy going on today, man. We've still got two more guests to come. But before you go, Melville, let people know where they can find you and what you're going to be up to in the near future over the summer and that.
Well, you can find me on the socials, on Twitter at Melvellous, MelvilloUS. On Instagram at Mels on the Gram. Big up everyone that tries to call me Melson. It's not Melson. It's Mels on the Gram.
Melson the Gram.
Trust me. You'd be surprised how many times I get
that.
You'd be surprised. But yeah, more music coming. We just shut down the O2 Academy in Islington last week, which was amazing.
Congrats.
No Choice EP is out. Big up Reese. He was in the building. He had a little showdown at the end as well.
Strong.
Couple wheels and that.
Quick one.
More music is coming. Big up the whole team. Big up Coleman's. Big up Happy. You don't know.
Big. Alright, let's get into a song. And when we come back, we're going to have Big Swings coming through. It's Fubar Radio. It's the Michael Payne Show.
If you can vibe with me, then I can vibe with you. We got a lot in common. I guess that's what you wanted. You got that something I need. You got that roll for my G. I hear the pound with the drum. Heart shaking up, there's something wrong. There's something wrong. This about to be a fatal situation. You a problem, I ain't got the time for wasting.
I don't wanna lust, I just wanna trust. But I love when you touch something wrong. I just wanna love you back. Take me to the city, down to Franklin or the Broadway. Get your little secret, then we kick it back in my place. Everything funny when we're together, baby. Don't gotta hide away, I be when I'm alone.
Take me to your great escape. Call me, I'll be on the way. How you make it feel so easy. You're seeing more of me.
Yeah, I'm seeing more.
I'm seeing more of you. We are so familiar. And I don't see that flawless,
flawless, yeah.
But since we come all this way, you can't be scared or afraid. I seen potential with us. That's all it took. I'll be the one. I'll be the one.
Oh, your daddy said he don't approve. Said I couldn't see you past 11. Text me, tell me that you in the mood. Fuck the curfew, coming out to get you. Lost in the day, splashing away. Heard you searching for Nirvana. If that's the case, then let's go.
Take me to your great escape. Call me, I'll be on the way. How you make it feel so easy.
Take your time, leave me and Yawa. Just want that desire. No need to hide a thing from me. Don't know that you thought I would.
Right. Upside down, we in a stranger place. Heaven on earth, that's what you mean to me. Under the cherry moon, my prince glow. Under the cherry moon, my prince glow. All night long, like Lana Richie's song. Baby, this will keep you coming home. Put your name and number in my phone. I might hit you later on.
Take me to your great escape. Be on the way. How you make it feel so easy.
That's Van Jess with Easy featuring Bahana and Lekayle 47. Lekayle 47?
Yeah, that, yeah.
Like
Kelly.
I'm going to go Lekayle because it sounds like AK 47. Lekayle 47, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very dreamy R&B there. We're going to get straight into an interview with our next guest, joining myself and Reese West, who is my special guest co-host,
and obviously
my regular co-host, Sarah Dibunda. We've got Big Swings that's just rolled through the door.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
No worries, brother. It's a small world, man. I find this out all the time on this show. you were actually on one of my tours like five years ago.
I came out with the Rascals.
Yeah.
We've done a little song. Yeah, it was epic, man.
Would that have been London?
Yeah, I think we've done more than London. I think we went to two.
Yeah.
I think we went to two. But London, Camden, London.
Yeah, Dingwalls. Yeah.
And
epic, since then, you've just released a video, which I've been kind of aware of for ages now.
Well,
what seems like ages? That's the thing, because it's only been a few weeks.
Yeah, it's been 3 weeks. Right. If music nowadays, it's like a short period of time. Everything's short to death.
Everything feels like ages.
Definitely.
A week is like a month in music senses.
Yeah.
Like, so everything ages like dog years.
Yeah, no.
This is 100%.
This is absolutely true. We'll talk. Right,
But that's C'est La Vie. That's a tune you got with Merkston. And obviously, Merckx. Yeah, Merckxton's a legend.
Yeah, man, that's the ball, man. That's I know a lot of people don't know I was in Wolfpack with Merckx at the same time. Man.
Yeah,
I did the Wolfpack thing with Merckx, so that's my ball. It's not like it's music or friendship. It's like, that's my brother. There,
yeah,
so,
man.
That's a little information there. For
yeah, man.
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely, Mucky Wolfpack. Yeah, that man, is getting back.
Come on,
for
man.
Real, for real.
Come on, original, original.
For a minute, but in and out. Yeah, original gram.
Yeah,
140 BPM, guys. Yeah,
of course. Sell out V's. Obviously, it's a lot more contemporary musically, isn't it? But you're still. From time you've got, I know what you're doing. From time you've got Merckx and on the tune, you know it's a skippy floating.
Facts. It's he delivered something that was needed to the tune, and it added a different element. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense, because my style now is kind of laid back.
Yeah,
and it's kind of laid back, but it's still punchy at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I think Merckx delivered the opposite of that.
Yeah,
it worked well as a blended combination.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, since we have got a revolving door policy, and every second that goes by, the show gets shorter. That's kind of just how time works, really.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Nice.
Let's get into the song, because we've got a game that we want to play with you as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So we want to get into the music first, and if you do us the honor of introducing it for us.
This is Cella V featuring Merckxton, produced by Peeps.
Papes. Styling. All my chicks are expensive. I get my teeth from the dentist. Snapchat clips are extended. Styling. If I said it, then I meant it. If she buying Cella dreams, if she playing Cella V. Buy your shoes, buy your weave. Clean my house, change my sheets. Give me head, give me grief. Deep, 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 folks, she can't breathe. Give a D, make her sleep. Wake her up and repeat. Round two, Dragon Ball with a Z. She TLC when she creep. She's genuine in those jeans. Dick, dick, dick her down and I leave. Don't cry for me, Jodeci. If money talk, then we speak. Wash her up till it's clean. I can wash her up till it's clean. Styling. My chicks are expensive. I get my teeth from the dentist. Snapchat clips are extended. Styling. If I said it, then I meant it. If she buying Cella dreams, if she playing Cella V.
Sell the birds, leave with birds. Try to catch a nigga slipping, tell you fuck yourself, then reverse.
Fuck yourself.
I'm shining now, wait your turn. I'm with big, big Bat Laverne. She just tied back up her. Fuck it, you're looking at a profit. I discounted all the week's profits. Keep her on the line, I still loved it. Fuck the gal and her, fuck her, what's it? Baby dad, he's a baby man, stop it. He's all white and a white, I got softish. He's a worker, why's he acting bossish? I've been at it since face off knockers. Don't ever question my G. I was getting G's before I ever knew G. Chris Browning's better than Karrueche. First ever drop, only had two seats. Man, Stesco or the man of boutiques. Bought two pair of these, that's a quid on 2 feet. Enough brothers in the man, they eat through me.
Styling. All my chicks are expensive. I get my teeth from the dentist. Snapchat clips are extended. Styling. If I said it, then I meant it. If she buying Cella dreams, if she playing Cella V. Been in wars, been in trenches. Up front, not the benches. Rent a yard, bring the tents in. Styling. Block star Jimmy Henchman. Go follow trends, man, I set them. You can lose your neck for your necklace. Big, big chest, I ain't tensing. First follow me, I get mentions. Make it come to come to my senses. Never sat on no fences. Big shanks, we ain't fencing. Straight M's, no attempting. Real life, no whispering. Got that Vic Flair, we ain't wrestling. Styling. All my chicks are expensive. I get my teeth from the dentist. Snapchat clips are extended. Styling. If I said it, then I meant it. If she buying Cella dreams, if she playing Cella V. Styling. All my chicks are expensive. I get my teeth from the dentist. Snapchat clips are extended. Styling. If I said it, then I meant it. If she buying Cella dreams, if she playing Cella V.
Oh, you mad because I'm styling on.
That's Cella V, Big Swings, featuring Merckxton, not to be confused with the song of the same name by Bewitched. Not to be confused with that song.
Mash those two up.
Mash those, oh please. God. Please make a remix. Hey, sitting in the tree.
You might be onto something there. You might be onto something there.
Yeah. Wow. Remember who gave me the idea?
Yeah. Always had it here first. But yeah, let's get into a game, man.
AKA,
this is
your favorite
always my
show.
Favorite part of the show, man.
So. Big Swings, in honor of you being here today, you have a song called Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
I want to know how well you all know the star of Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks.
Mr. Tom Hanks.
And we're going to play a game of Forrest Chumps.
Forrest Chumps with Michael Payne, Reese West, and Big Swings on Foo Bar Radio.
Okay.
Run, Forrest, run!
Wow.
So, epic. There are six clips of Tom Hanks films. I just need to know which films they are. Write them down.
Okay.
And there will be a little bit of clues if you're not entirely sure as to which they are. Okay, so this is Tom Hanks film number one.
Your helmet does that whoosh thing.
That's easy.
Very easy.
That's fucking
almost
easy.
Too easy, you would say. But
and, also, that's what she said. Your helmet does that whoosh thing. Yes, it does, baby.
What's a
I don't know.
What's a whoosh thing?
I don't know what a whoosh thing is. She said it.
Okay, here's Tom Hanks script number two.
Have made fire! Have made fire!
Oh, I think you... I think Michael Payne, I didn't realize you've probably seen every film. So you, I feel like there's nothing from you there. You know exactly.
I think so.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I wish this was a Game of Thrones challenge. I would have won this.
You would, because Michael Payne hasn't watched it. So you definitely. Okay. Here's number three. Clip number three from a Tom Hanks film.
Jimmy, Jimmy, Cocoa, Jimmy, Jimmy,
Rock. Oh, I know that one.
Can I just forfeit now? Wow.
No.
Jimmy, Jimmy, Cocoa, Jimmy, Jimmy, Rock.
Oh, what Tom Hanks film is that?
Fuck. Oh, wait, oh right, wait. I think I know what it is.
Okay. I can give clues. Don't worry. Yeah. Right, okay. Here is number four.
I got you some ice cream.
That's easy.
Yeah. I only put that away, though.
Play it again.
I got you some ice cream.
Oh. Did you hear that, Reese?
Shit, use that one.
Put a hush for Reese, please. He needs to hear the clip.
Sorry.
I got you some ice cream.
I just did that for decoration. I don't know.
This is number five.
Move fast and clear those murder holes. Move fast and clear those murder holes.
See, I feel like I haven't watched another Tom Hanks film now.
Well, I hope you watched Forrest Gump at least.
That's
the one. Twice.
Open.
Right, this is number six.
Turn this sled around.
Yeah, this is getting ridiculous now.
Okay.
One more time.
Turn the sled around.
I'll give you some clues. Who needs some clues on what numbers? Of
all the above, please.
All right. Number one was a 1995 animated film. Quite a hard character he played within the film.
I see what you did there.
He was able to pull a few strings to get the part.
Next.
Okay, number two was a 2000 film, drama film released in the year 2000. It starred Tom Hanks and very few other people were in the film.
Oh shit, okay, cool. Yeah, got that.
Alright, and number three was a 1998 comedy film. It's quite a
I know.
Hey, you nearly said it. That's how I got it right.
It's quite a large film. It's quite a large film.
I'm happy with that one there.
Okay. Damn it. Number four, I think we all... Did you get number four, Reese? No. 1994 was an Oscar-winning film. Got a strong stamina and met a lot of famous people. The character.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That may or
he
may not...
He wore a pair of Nike Cortez. In it.
Ran a lot.
Oh.
He loved a box of chocolates.
No, but I've already got that one written down, okay. So it's just throwing me off right now.
That's what happened to me.
All right. Number five. Right, sorry. Number five was a 1998 war film.
Yep.
It, however, doesn't star Reynolds or Gosling.
Or Giggs.
Yeah. Can't think of any others.
The only other one I can think of is a porn star. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And probably be shaving her.
Yeah.
Come on, I couldn't be. I'm almost giving it away to you there. And that's not what she said. So, number six was a 2004 Christmas film. Tom Hanks plays multiple roles within it. It was a motion capture film. Choo choo.
Added that one. That's going to. That's going to.
Oh, it's so chilly and so quick.
Oh wait.
Right.
Oh.
Get some answers. Right. Big swing set. What was number one, please?
No comment.
Yeah. It wasn't his famous it 2004 film.
That's
no comment.
Early. Nope. That's nope.
That was one of his early ones. Yeah. Sadly, we didn't go that early into his career. So no comment. And it's not no comment. But sorry, Tom Hanks. Reese, what did you have?
Sorry, Tom.
Flubber.
Is it like Flubber with starring Robin Williams? No, it wasn't. And Michael Caine.
It's quite clearly Toy Story.
Of course, it was Toy. Any of the Toy Stories would have done. Any of them.
He's the voice of Woody.
I've literally forgotten that.
Yeah.
So that's why he was a hard character. Pulled a few strings, puppet.
I'm gonna lie, you lot were making a bit of some jokes that I thought were personal, so I thought, let me not get something I don't catch over. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Big Swing was like, yeah, they're clearly talking about me. They're clearly definitely talking about
quite
me.
Quite a hard character.
They said this game was in my honour, so they clearly. Let me just switch off before I go mad.
Well, okay, well, Reese, number two, what did you get?
No, I haven't got
no comment. Again, no, a big choice from Tom Hanks. Not his film, no comment. What did you have, Big?
Sorry.
So for number two?
Yeah.
Castaway.
Yes!
Yeah, you got Castaway too.
Yeah,
correct.
Did
some points there,
indeed.
Everybody. Number three, Michael Caine.
I had Big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Everyone should have got that one. for number four. I did give it away.
It was easy.
Give it away. Number four.
Yep. Something about Cortez's.
Yep.
Cortez's.
I thought that was like the sequel something about Mary, the song about Cortez's.
No, he wears
I don't know
Mary.
That film.
he famously wears a pair of OG
right.
Nike Cortez's. Yeah,
and so you all had Forrest Gump. Lovely, lovely, lovely. Okay, number five.
Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, I wouldn't have got that.
Yo, I wrote that down, you know, on next to number two.
I wrote it on two as well. Look, mate, I genuinely wrote it on two at first as well.
Yo, I scribbled it out, yeah. Thinking that it wasn't even Tom Hanks in that film.
But we gave it, did we not? There was quite a big clue there with the Reynolds or Gosling. You just go Ryan, and then what Tom Hanks film has Ryan in the title?
You would have to see the film to know that.
Oh,
that's true. Have you not seen Saving Private Ryan?
Have you heard of it though?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Mate, it's
a
good film.
I have watched it still.
Tearjerker.
I'm just poor. Why am I just doing so badly as well?
All Tom Hanks
films as well.
All Tom Hanks films are tearjerkers.
Yeah, they are. But I haven't seen that one though.
Okay, what about finally number six? Anyway?
Is it called Polar Express or something?
What did you two have over here?
Polar Express.
Did you show me your paper? Or did you have no comment?
He wrote in my head.
He wrote it in snow on white paper.
Exactly.
That's very impressive.
Exactly.
I wrote it with my head.
I wrote it in my head. In my head.
Oh, in my head. Right. What did you have, Reese?
Nothing.
Nothing.
But however, is Polar Express that one with a Coca-Cola advert sort of thing?
Holidays are coming advert. I mean, it's not. That's a similar theme, isn't it? Yeah. I don't think it is.
Right.
But I have to give a point there for Michael Payne because he had it because he's the only one that said it.
I'm sick.
That means Reese, you have two. Big Swings, you've got three, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 out of 6 there for Michael
Come on,
Payne.
G. Do you know the thing is?
No one's clapping, that's harsh.
No, I told you.
We're haters, we're proud.
They hate you. It's lonely at the top, now.
It is.
It's lonely at the top.
The 1-1.
Trust me.
Get used to it.
Do you know what the thing is, yeah? The same thing happens. We're pub quiz champions. No one claps for us anymore.
No, they don't. They say
no one claps for us anymore.
I want to clap. To be fair, I've lost.
Don't worry. Reese, you've got chance. We're going to get our next guest in now, and there's a game for him, so you might redeem yourself.
Okay, cool.
Unlikely,
right.
But you might do.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'll try.
With that, we do unfortunately have to say bye to Big Swings, but before you go, my brother, let people know where they can find you on the socials.
Big Swings with a Z on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Big Swings on the Twitter, on the Instagram, mm-hmm. on the Snapchat.
Yep.
Big Swings on the iTunes and mm-hmm. the Spotify's and everything.
Awesome.
So just go on YouTube, everything, man.
Yeah.
Everything's there. I haven't shit.
Check out the video for Say Like Me as well, man.
And your podcast where you talk about your favourite Tom Hanks film. Check that one out as well.
New single dropping on Friday. Style on Puffy, produced by Maniac, the legend. So, yeah, thanks for having me as well, man.
Nah, not at all. Anytime, brother. We support, man. All right, we're going to get into a song now. And when we come back, we'll be getting Luke Watts in for a chat and a game.
Bada bing, bada boom. Hashtag I aim for the moon. Flashback, I zoomed in the zoom and you're blocking the view. Can't see the elevation. Can't see no innovation. Don't call me a fool. They see me on road, so they call me a goon. But don't make us stupid or moves. Straight close enough to be cool. But run back and fight for the food. Woo!
Jack and Jones popping those. Ooh, got the flow to jack the hoes. Dropping low but popping low. Effect the change like domino. But still got an idiot on my doorstep. I never been pretty but I force it. For the art, for the game, for the Corvette. Cause right now the dirty one there, my force it. Enemies there for my right hand. Baba God there for my center. Yeah. Don't mistake my peace for weakness. I find all the missing pieces. Why so keen on trying me? You're walking, I'm flying. Oh, yeah, yeah. I fly way too much, my feet don't touch the ground. Like I can't be cheap. I rewrote the tune cause man going platinum too. I told you the kid go boom. I be running on a whole lot of confidence. I'm better than a whole lot of them. Perfection in me, please, the ego be knee deep. I'm getting by the whole lot of compliments. I've never been special till I hear my own damn echo. Hopped on the bike and pedal. Frostbite on my seat settle. I'm such a high key fellow. Show man how I move better. It's evident, so I had to come through with the bang of them. It took a lot to push away the pressure, man. You don't gotta confuse it with arrogance. Enemies there for my right hand, ooh. Baba God there for my center, yeah. Don't mistake my peace for weakness. I find all the missing pieces. Why so keen on trying me? You're walking, I'm flying, oh, yeah, yeah. Fly way too much, my feet don't touch the ground.
Crying for
for commitment, but fuck on date two.
Ain't nobody coming to save you.
Trying to drown pain in a bottle of Grey Goose.
Ain't nobody coming to save you.
Ain't nobody coming to save you. You ain't even loyal to the one that you break to. Gotta learn to wake up, live life, and do it again. Wake up, live life, and do it again. Always talking about what you can't do and giving your attention to the people that hate you. Gotta learn to wake up, live life, and do it again. Wake up, live life, and do it again.
It was a bit stalactite.
Can we confirm what you prodded? Because he does have you prodded it.
What a beer.
What a point
to return on.
I prodded it. Yeah.
We've just said goodbye to our second guest, Big Swings. We were chatting to him about his new brand new single with Merkston and the video, which you can also check out on GRM Daily. But make sure you do that after six, because we've still got another 20 minutes. And we have, of course, our third guest of the day. He stepped through the revolving doors and he goes by the name of Luke Watts. What's going on?
I'm good.
No, you pronounced it, yes, right, you know.
Is your name actually Luke Watts?
Nah.
Okay.
But you know what it is?
What's that?
I keep my real name a secret.
Okay, fair play.
I like to be very, I don't know the word.
Incognito, anonymous.
Yeah, I like the first one. I've never really heard that one. I'm going to start
incognito,
using that one.
What does it mean?
Just kind of without the identity being known, I think.
I'm pretty sure. Use that on my next Insta post.
Fair play.
DL. Who's saying a caption in that?
I hear it.
That's 100 likes there.
Nah, 100.
Speaking of hundreds and hundreds, man, your track Mona Lisa has only been out since February and it's already on 500,000 streams.
Yeah, March. No, March.
Oh,
March
it only came out in March. That's even more impressive.
And 1,100,000 now.
Whoa.
Just over a mil.
Yeah.
The video came out not too long ago.
Uh huh.
Just over 200,000.
Nice.
Still climbing.
Not
satisfied yet, but
nah, you can't.
It's a good start. It's a
absolutely
good start. You know,
it really is.
Just use to motivate me to go harder now.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. What is the plan? It's, you know, we've been talking about how good a summer it's been. Are you feeling the vibe as well?
Nah, I'm loving the summer. This is probably my best summer yet.
Yes, yeah, I like that.
This is the best summer yet.
The vibes, isn't it?
Yeah, there's much more girls coming out as well.
It's mad. It's mad. It's mental.
Like girls, but,
trust me, there is.
Nah, like this is, I don't know. There's something about this summer that I'm enjoying so much.
Yeah.
Because I've just started music and it's going so well.
It really is.
I'm just taking it in even more.
Yeah, because you are like pretty much, you know, your career is pretty much brand new, isn't it?
Yeah, I just started, like Mona Lisa is the first release.
Yeah.
So I just started in January.
That's dope, man.
That is.
Setting the bar high as well.
Absolutely. What inspired you to pick up? Like, what was it? Was it
I was playing football before.
Yeah.
I find that
quite a common trait among entertainers.
Like football.
Football, yeah. Like Akala can play. He can ball. Mm-hmm. Chip can ball. Mm-hmm. Kano can ball. Mm-hmm.
Reese West can ball.
Michael Payne can ball. Natalie can ball.
You know what? I feel like with football, you can express yourself.
Yeah.
With music, you can express yourself to the maximum.
Yeah.
You know, you can be heard more with music.
Yeah.
If you're sending the right message across.
Yeah, yeah.
With football, it's just like a hobby, but you can't actually express how you're feeling.
That's a good point.
Things. So I feel like when people, for example, when my football career went downhill, I was just like, I might as well do the next thing that I love, which is music. Like everyone loves music at the end of the day. So that's when I was like, yeah, I might as well pick up the mic and just start writing.
Yeah. And was it like the kind of curtailment of your career? Was it down to injury or was it down to
It sounds mad. I was a goalkeeper for Fulham for 9 years, but at the last hurdle, they said I was too small.
No way.
Said I was too small. Wow. I went on trial to like 3 other academies as well.
Like too height small. Wise?
Yeah, height wise.
How tall or short or tall are you?
I'm 5'9".
That's tall.
5'9", 5'10". Between
man.
5'9".
I didn't know there was like a restricted, like fairground ride like, to be a footballer. What's the minimum height you have
it's
to
not
be?
It's not like there's a rule, but the way football is, it's like everyone thinks a goalkeeper should be at least 6 foot.
Yeah.
Because recently, was it Hugo Lloris that had to kind of make it plain that he wasn't being heightist towards another goalkeeper?
I think it was Courtois.
Courtois and that was Pickford
it.
And Pickford.
Yes, yeah. That was it.
And that Courtois had to pull out that performance against Brazil because of what he said, and then Pickford saving the two penalties. It kind of fueled.
Pickford's the goalkeeper of the tournament.
100%.
And he's by no means the tallest.
To be fair.
He's not the tallest.
He's not the tallest. He shocked me, though, because he is quite young.
Yeah, very young.
It's the first major tournament.
Yeah.
And he didn't have he's done it debatable season first season at Everton. Yeah, especially after the big move and all the money as well. I think that people had big expectations on him. So it's good. It's refreshing to see him kind of turning it around.
Absolutely. But back to Luke Watts, man. So all right, so you said the reason you have a stage name, Luke Watts, is because you don't want people to know your real name. How did you select the name Luke Watts, though?
When I was going on tour, a couple of years ago, my mum used to just pack my stuff. This is when I was young enough for my mum to take care of everything I do.
Yeah.
Now I can't really pack in that, but she wrote my name, and in brackets, she wrote Luke Watts. Which my surname is Laquata.
Okay.
But I had never seen Laquata before. It was three S's, and I don't know, since young I was just I like that.
Yeah.
When I like something, I know straight away I like it and I stick with it, and then
fair play. It's a very standout name.
So that's why it's got the three S's. Everyone always asks me, why three S's? It makes no sense.
But
there's no real meaning behind the three S's, but
yeah, just let the record show as well, by the way, that when I introduced you, I pronounced all three S's.
Three S's, yeah.
Yeah, I did go Luke Watts.
I did. 3 seconds. It has to be 3 seconds,
Three seconds. I was definitely counting as well. So it's funny you should mention that.
Yeah.
do you know what? We've chatted to you a little bit, and, you know, I'm sure people are dying to hear the song that's making so much noise. It's got, over a million streams on Spotify, video on over 200,000. So if you do us the honour of introducing it for us, then we'll have a chat and get into a game.
Okay, it's Laquats, aka Mr. Mona. Here is Mona Lisa. If you haven't heard it already, it's out on all digital platforms. Videos out on GRM Daily. Let's go.
If I pull up the thing I ride and I see your older sister, I'ma tell her say what. And I might just pull up with mine and you see the age difference, so you tell us age swap. Mona Lisa, yeah. It's really, really nice to meet ya, yeah. I think I really would treat ya, yeah. Now she's telling me to smoke the shisha. When I roll up looking for my Mona, now she's hurting cause I got my phone off. Froze up when you got me caught up. Told me when I wouldn't put my phone up. I was thinking, girl, you so hard. Let me start trying to play the part. Not trying to be fast, trying to last. Show me to the cost. It's a fairy tale, la la la. Take this off before you come closer, nah. You know that, yeah. But your bunda, you keep throwing it back, yeah. All these active girls in my DMs, they see me in my BM. I don't ever follow cats, nah, nah. You know what I'm saying to you? I ain't playing no games on you. Back faster paces, yo. I ain't never going back. If I pull up the thing I ride and I see your older sister, I'ma tell her say what. And I might just pull up with mine and you see the age difference, so you tell us age swap. Mona Lisa, yeah. It's really, really nice to meet ya, yeah. I think I really would treat ya, yeah. Now she's telling me to smoke the shisha. Now she's telling me she's from Costa Rica. Mama sees a man, I can't wait to see her. Baby, no loop, but us a keeper. Yeah, a keeper. Smoke the shisha. Now she's telling me she's from Costa Rica. Mama sees a man, I can't wait to see her. Baby, no loop, but us a keeper. Yeah, a keeper. If I pull up the thing I ride and I see your older sister, I'ma tell her say what. And I might just pull up with mine and you see the age difference, so you tell us age swap. Mona Lisa, yeah. It's really, really nice to meet ya, yeah. I think I really would treat ya, yeah. Now she's telling me to smoke the shisha.
Na na na, yeah.
Yeah.
That was
every time.
My mouth first. Sorry, I prodded it. Now it's my mouth tastes butters. You've got to explain that one,
it's
mate.
It's very necessary because the beer that we were just drinking tastes like black coffee. Thank you.
What's but the percentage? Is it even beer? Can you call it beer?
Can you call it beer?
Can you call it beer?
Luquat just asked a very, very valid question. Can you call it beer?
That's offending a lot of people.
I'm the percentage.
I'm gonna go for toffee apple.
Coffee's a weird one to be a beer drinker, to be fair. No, I'm not either. It looks a bit intimidating.
The only reason I chose this is because it's called Brothers, so I feel like it's for black people.
Okay. Well, time is against us.
I feel
like
I made the right decision.
You did the toffee apple.
It is great though. We're getting beer and cider. Do you know what I mean? We can't really go wrong.
That's actually cider. Oh, you like cider, so it's fine.
I'm an East cider as well, so.
Yeah, I like cider. We'll all have a try of the cider. Anyway, so. We have a game for all of you, so pens and papers ready.
I did.
Because your track is called Mona Lisa.
Yes.
So I have got some clips.
Okay.
That are. Of people moaning, either of pleasure or pain. I just want to know if they are Monars or Monars. Okay? Here's a little bit of Mona Lisa.
Mona or Mona with Michael Payne, Reese West and Luke Watts on Foo Bar Radio.
Mona Lisa, yeah. It's really, really nice.
Okay, I can say, like, none of these are from a porn, or any sort of porn, or anything like that, so don't worry. You can have a moan of pleasure and it not being... So, here we go.
Wait, so a monar is...
Someone who's...
A monar or a monar. A monar is a no. It's not. Okay. It's a pain. It's not a pledge. Okay. Okay, so let's get on with Mona clip number one. And also, I will give a point. I'll give a point if you get it right, but if you also have any sort of guess about what it is, because it's very specific, then I'll give you like 2 points if you get this, because you never. Okay, so something for that. So here's clip number two.
What the hell is this?
Jesus Christ.
What is this?
Well, is it pain or pleasure?
These are just guesses on our mind.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
Same.
All right, here's number three.
Oh, my God, I know. Yes! I've got one. I know this one.
Are you sure you know it?
Yeah, no, 100%.
If you have what's actually written down here, the whole sentence.
The psychological game, the mind game.
Don't worry. Write something down.
No, honestly, I know this one.
Okay.
I know this one.
Number four.
Not as pissed as I am!
Oh.
Not as pissed as I am!
That could be really happy.
That's pissed as I am! Could be really happy, couldn't it? But, okay. Oh, wow. Here's number five.
Oh.
And that is not from... That is not whatever that is. That's not somebody having sex, by the way.
Like, 100%.
Do you like it? Luke, speaking to your mic a little bit. Thank you. Okay. No, it's good. You're excited. You're coming off mic. It's fine. Number six, finally. I'm not giving you clues on these. You just have to get going. Would you like me to play any of them again quickly for you? Anyone not quite clear exactly what they are?
I think I'm ready.
Can you play the first one one more
the
time?
The first one? Yeah, sure. Where am I?
He just wanted to hear that again, isn't it?
I'd like to hear that.
No, I've already got it written
down. Will you be putting that on a Reese West tune soon? That little clip. Okay, so... Luke Watts, what do you think a number one is? Is it a Mona or a Mona?
It's not a Mona.
It's a Mona.
You know, yeah.
Okay, what do you have, Rhys?
I put just pain or pleasure.
Well, which one? Okay, yeah, fine. Which one is it? We can go with that.
All right, pleasure.
Pleasure. Okay, and what did you have?
I just wrote nah. It's not pleasure. That's pain.
That's pain. Well, there's no points there. Can you ever guess what it is?
Is it a cat?
It's an animal. It's not a cat.
Oh. Is it a lamb?
It's not a lamb. I don't think I'm going to get it because it's very specific as to what I need for an extra point. And that was a fox getting stroked.
So it's pleasure. So I got it right. Yeah.
Okay. Oh. No, you didn't get it right. Well, you got it right 1 point, but you didn't get the fox getting stroked. So you two have got 1 point. No points to Michael Payne. Okay, number two, was it pleasure or pain?
Pain.
You both got Pain. Michael Pain. What did you get?
I've got Pain as well. Pain.
No.
He's changing his art.
No, genuinely.
He's trying to cheat us.
I wrote not for pretty much everything.
Okay, no. That was a pleasure. Not for everything. That was a turtle. That was a turtle mating.
Wait, can we hear that again?
Oh my god, wow.
Yeah.
That's a turtle.
I've heard that noise on Blue Planet.
Right, so no points there. Number three. Was that Pain or pleasure, Michael Pain?
It was. Well, I can't tell, but I know it was a Wookiee.
Yeah, Star Wars. I put Star Wars.
But
Pain.
Are you saying it's Pain or?
I put Star Wars Pain.
So Pain. What did you get?
Pain.
And what?
I wrote Pain as well.
Okay, so three. But do you know exactly what it was?
He's saying something, isn't he?
It's Chewbacca losing a game of holographic chess. I doubt you would have got that full.
Is that from Solo? No, is that from the first one?
Yes, I've seen them all, so I know.
Wait, what movie is this?
Star Wars, exactly.
I think it might be Return of the Jedi.
Anyway, what we got? So number four, was it Pain or pleasure?
I tried Gordon Ramsay.
Well, would you say that's Pain or pleasure?
always pain if he's involved.
Okay,
yeah,
pain. Okay.
Pain.
And you, pain. I don't, but you haven't, it is Gordon Ramsay, but what I was looking for was Gordon Ramsay fighting back after being called a fuckface. And no one had that as the answer, okay?
Right.
Number five, was that pleasure or pain?
I didn't write anything
pleasure.
For that.
Pleasure.
Yeah, pleasure. Very well, you two over there. Do you know, you'll never guess what it was.
That was
Harry Styles relaxing in a car. Wow. Just to clarify.
Oh, wow.
It's obvious now you've heard it. Number six, pleasure or pain? Anybody?
I think it's a wolf. I got pain.
I've got a dog.
Is it a wolf?
No,
cat.
It wasn't. It was Moaning Myrtle being annoyed by Harry Potter. But what that means, though, is in third place.
I was never going to get that one.
I don't think anyone was.
On Vogue made a song about that.
Moaning
Myrtle.
No, you're never going to get it.
Oh, right, yes.
Is it pain?
It was pain. But what that means is, in third place, very unusually, is Michael Payne. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In joint first place is Reese West and Luke Watts.
Congratulations, guys. Congratulations.
I'm a winner.
With that, we do have to go. And we're going to leave you with a song. But before we go, I just want to say thank you to all my guests. Thank you to my guest co-host, Reese West. Thank you to my guests, Melvillous, Big Swings, and of course, Luke Watts.
Yes.
Big shout out to Luke Watts, especially because this literally, you're a brand new fucking artist. And it seems like you're going to be huge. So we're just very glad to have had you on so early.
Remember the name. God willing.
Good luck to England in the semi-finals, I guess. But also good luck to Croatia as well. I don't know why I said that.
It's England.
Good luck to the original small beer company, because I don't think you're ever going to sell another bottle again.
Never.
Add some more alcohol. We'll see you next week. It's the Michael Payne Show. It's coming home.
Yo, I want to say a newborn. Under that. Hey, shoot. They don't know how the thing set, though.
No, no, no.
Hey, Jack. Try to test the horse, you know.
Ready.
Make a power. Which part? Let it get in your head, burn up our own. Which part? Yo, we are our band, burn up our own. Which part? I eat at them, burn up our own. Which part?
Run up on me, run up on the old. Don't make sure you're out by the band move. I don't bet around when I'm clapping up for you. You will get spun like crash by the cool. You must be crazy or a damn fool. That you can burst man shade like fruit. I want you in your eye like your mother shampoo. When you get bust out your crepe with your dry ankles. God, you don't wanna see me in the ring, cause I'll stop the taste out of your mouth on road. You can bring it back a man better than the Taliban, but they ain't really getting involved. So I beg a man slow, stick to your role. Just as us, if man wanna try fall, you can get your eyes closed. Anytime bro, wake up in the mood with a tag on the toes. So run up on oh.
Which part? Yes, stick it on your head, burn up our own. Which part? Yo, we are now rain, burn up our own. Which part? I eat at them, burn up our own. Which part? Them and them, we have man friends. Burn up our own. You can't run up on the done them. 45 and the two got me tough them. Member, me say bad man hunt them. Miggle the YG, body bag them. Me no pay more, I throw some tag them. Eh, hold them, yeah, have them. New band, I'm great, yeah, problem. The thing get crazy, I'm mad them. Shorty, me ready for them. So easy, me support them, belly for them. So I want to them, I don't need a belly for them. Me say I'm ready for the wide and well for them. Who boots you up, how you are not a pretend. One corner, lock out your oxygen. Brawling bad man, and an accident. And I see a dope cut, and an accident.
Run up on oh. Which part?
You're sticking on your head, run up on oh.
Which part?
Yo, we are now rain, run up on oh.
Which part?
I eat at them, run up on oh.
Which part?
Them and them, we are smart.
More time on the block with the man them. Or we might link down on a quick thing. Come around here, you will end up a victim. Got trigger man with trigger man syndrome. In the end, don't lurk in a blinking. Or you might get dipped on a quick thing, blood. Why are you talking all of that crud? Man, chat shit there when I try spud. Chase man down, let me try man's luck. Run up on the who you think you're tough. Look at man, stop talking, you do laugh. Everyone round here knows you're soft. The next time, though, when they're up with us, step back before your nose gets boss.
Boss.
Run up on who? Which bar?